Okay. Any question?
No. My question? What are we talking about? Where are we? Where are we?
It's difficult to remember something from last year, huh? Which one of you didn't open the book from last year up to tonight and sitting here? None. So all of you went back. How much back you went?
Back to the last place we were and went forward.
What was wrong with the book one? Yes. And I'm not joking, I'm serious. Oh, let's say it again. This is only one matter, one subject. What is it?
Love.
No. He said, right at the beginning, he said, listen to this story, which is about hal. That tricky word. Hal means feeling. Hal means this moment, now. So put them together. It has a very elusive meaning, which is the part which is not in the animal. For animal, time is just going like this. Animal doesn't sit down and think and talk with the other people and learn about the history and so on and so on. We are sitting down here reading the book of a guy who is dead for a couple of hundred years, right? You see what's the difference? We are like this, and there is an emotion involved. That's what we want to talk about. This emotion is not the simple animal feeling. Simple animal feeling is quite simple. You have to know exactly and describe correctly what life is. Life is a combination of different chemical stuff which knows what it needs. This is the need in the animal, first. Second, no audio. So the first thing is animal knows what animal needs, right? Second, animal should know the environment to find what it needs, right? Third, animal tries to do no matter what to get what the animal needs. Period. Is it clear? This is something that you should always be aware of. This is life. Human life is not that. Why? Because human life is a sentimental, emotional experience. When you're walking in a park, somebody is hitting a child, you get nervous, you feel bad, the animals, we don't give a damn about that. We do. The conclusion I try to put it in a small package, hopefully you always remember. The difference between us and them is we understand that I could be happy if everybody is happy. If everybody is not happy, I cannot be happy. This connection. We are one. We are interconnected. How? How? Just this? What is this talking? I make sounds. You hear it, but no. I'm transferring an idea to you. And I'm looking at you, and I'm paying attention that, are you listening to me or not? Even that, because this is the major part of our life. Connection with the others. The communication for the animals follows those three rules. What I need, what is there, how could I get it? Period. This is life. But when it comes to human being, what's happening there? First of all, when I say what's happening there, I don't mean there or even Pluto or even next galaxy. I mean beyond that. You see the dimension of my life? And I'm reading a book which is written a couple of hundred years ago. The history. Oh, the dimension of our world is completely different with the animals. Ours is enormous. We know even about the microbes. And we are starting to realize that they are a part of us. Right at the beginning when we found the microbes, what did we do? Kill them. Nobody asked why. First of all, what do you know about them? You just found them. And if all of them die, you don't exist even. Because you are full of these gadgets. Aren't you? Now we understand that yes, they could cut your hand and sight to someone else, and that's that fellow's hand. Nothing happened. This is what it is. But the dimension of our life is something else. We influence each other. Let's go back to the main subject, happiness. That door opens and somebody walks in. How do you feel? Depends who he is. There are some people that when they come in a group, everybody feels warmer, somehow feels better. And there are the people exactly opposite. What is there? When they enter, their vibration is there. We know they are there. And we are living in these vibrations. Could you be very happy when you know that there are a group of people who are living miserably? This is the humanity. Right at the beginning, first lesson, first book, first lesson, first page, first verse, that you friends listen to this story, because this is the story of our hall, how we feel and how we live it. What is our moment of being here? This is it. And yes, he was right in a way when he said, the trick is love. We are here, yes, the goal is love. We want to arrive there. There is a place which is love. We try to arrive there. We are not there. We haven't been there. So we don't know what the dam it is. This is the point. This is why we cannot do it ourselves. We need those exceptional people who tried it. Because this is not something to understand. This is something to participate, feel. You have to feel it. Understand the love? Yeah, love is simple. Love is going crazy and wanting the good stuff, not for yourself, but for your beloved. These are oversimplification in the stories and stuff. Love is not that. Love is simple. Love is to get rid of me. Love is selflessness. That's it. But, okay, now you realize it. You become selfless? No. You accepted all these explanations and you agree with it and you decided to become a lover. Would it happen? No. Why? Why doesn't it happen? Just once you hear it, that okay, this is it, this is the best, so let's do it. First, you should be able to shut down this talking machine, which is saying, me, 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 me. Me the God, me the Pharaoh, me the best, my wishes, the way I want it, blah, 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 all of that, what I want. Do you remember the description of animal? The first thing is, I know what I need, right? This one is always talking about those stuff. You have to shut it up. How? It's a long process. Do you know about this process? Don't be silly, you are participating in it. The process is this. It takes a long time to be with a group. It's not solo. To have a teacher at least one, several. And practice, practice, practice. Because with experience and practice, that feeling will develop and become something. It takes time. Yes, the miracle is possible. It could happen just in a single moment. Yeah. One of the good magical moments is described here. The moment that he saw Shams, right? But this is the exception, which is for rules. Exception is for rules. Exceptional people are for us, not for themselves. Could you find the self of Nelson Mandela? So obvious that he is selfless. And this is something that we are trying to learn. Am I correct? Are we there? Yeah. So, we talked about this. In book one, we talked about it all. Then, 2 years of practice, Rumi is closed down. Then they came. He started to explain this knowledge and explain how you should study it.